Hey y'all, I had a specific request to do Endless Gin's Media Matters questionnaire, and the person who requested it would not, my dog has chosen this moment to begin eating, the person who requested it did not specify why they wanted this particular questionnaire, so we're just going to go through all the questions. I assume something in here is of importance to them, but I figured we'll share with the class. So this is broken into sections, and we'll start with rated PG. He's chewing exceptionally loud now. Thanks, buddy. Question one, what was the first film you remember seeing in theaters? I'm not certain if I remember so much as I've been told so many times. I think it's just imprinted in my brain. But I know that the first film I saw in theaters was My Little Pony. But the first film that I have an actual cognizant memory of is seeing Top Gun, which I should not have been seeing. And I just remember, I have this just vivid memory of my mom slapping her hand over my eyes when Tom Cruise is kissing Kelly Preston against the wall in silhouette, and you can see his tongue come out of his mouth. And I remember trying to peek to see what was happening, which I did. And I remember her whispering to my dad that they were French kissing. I don't know why she didn't expect it, but still. Okay, number two, a film about your life is made and is nominated for an Oscar, BAFTA, Golden Globe, whatever award you like, what category is most likely to be nominated in? You can pick an existing one or make one up. I'm not big on rules. I'm going to say docudrama or, no, you know, comedic short. That's it. Comedic short. Similarly, your life is written down. Is it a book of poetry, a novel, a nonfiction book, or something else? It would be a cautionary tale. Number four, what's your favorite book, or with which book do you associate a strong positive memory? This is actually a beautiful memory, and I'm really annoyed that my dog is going to chew through it. When I was in fourth grade. My grandfather on my mom's side was not doing super well, and we lived on opposite sides of the country. So my mother got permission to take us out of school and have us do our work, on an extended vacation to visit my grandparents. So I think I want to say we went for Christmas break, and then we stayed for a month after Christmas break. So we were there for almost 2 months. And I finished all of the homework they sent with me before we even hit Christmas. So my mom called and they said they had sent everything that everybody else is going to be working on. So I should just take the time to, read and spend time with my grandfather, which I thought was really, really sweet. But I just read some of the best books, I think, during that time. And it was also just really special to be there. But I remember specifically that being when I read, and this was like kind of a big deal because my aunt had lived there, you know, as a teenager and a young adult. And she was like very cool. And it was the first time I was allowed to read the books from her bookshelf. And it was also the first time that my grandmother purchased books for me. But I remember reading Little Women, The Secret Garden, Call of the Wild, and The Diary of Anne Frank. And I don't know why, but all of those stick with me very strongly. And I think it has a lot to do with why I was reading them and where I was. Whew, I hope it gets like dirtier and less emotional as we go on. Yikes. PG-13. Question one, Given that you had limited resources, what is something you'd conduct an academic research study on and why? Be as detailed or as vague as you like. This is hilarious because I am a PhD student with limited resources, and up until the world shut down, I was conducting academic research. I am going to be as vague as I like because I don't need that information out in the world right now, but I will say that I research the sociology of food. And I'll move on. Question two, describe a time or moment in your life that comes to mind when you hear suggestive situations. That's my dog again. I don't know, like any time in college that you play a drinking game or watch something that you knew was going to have a sex scene in it with somebody that you wanted to hook up with, but for whatever reason, weren't allowed to be sex positive enough to just say that. Three, what's a favorite decoration you have in your living space and why? If you've listened to any of my other, not necessarily rambles, but anytime I'm just talking, I've talked about the living situation that I'm in right now, so this is especially funny, but I do have an indoor Meyer lemon tree that I love, and I met a lovely woman on vacation a couple years ago who said that his name should be Keith Lemon, so that's his name, and as per her suggestion, I decorated him for Christmas, and I put googly eyes on him, and he's wonderful. Do you have, keep any talismans, items of ex-lovers, I'm wearing an ex-boyfriend's sweatshirt right now. Do you believe that keeping such items around for future partners could harness any sort of positive or negative energy? I'll let you know when I get a future partner. I don't know. Rated R, just for the grown-ups. What grown-ups? When did you start masturbating? And what I mean by that is, when did you first realize that what you were doing was masturbation and begin doing it with any frequency, as opposed to not really knowing what you were doing and acknowledging it was something that felt good, but not specifically associating it with, okay. Additionally, if you don't masturbate, what keeps you from doing it? If you don't masturbate, I'm praying for you because it's been a long year. It's terrible to say that once I realized what it was, I was so bad at it that I didn't really figure it out until I was like 19. So making up for lost, no, not even making up for lost time, but still, yeah, I was like 19, which is awful. Describe a funny, goofy, silly moment that happened to you during a sexual experience. If you have no sexual experience, would you value moments of brevity during sexual experience? I think, hasn't everybody had a moment of like, I don't know, somebody burps or a phone rings or something? I've had a lot of playlist hits the end and hits shuffle and suddenly you get like Cotton Eye Joe or my college boyfriend and I definitely once heard his roommate taking a phone call when he did not think we were in the room, and that whole situation was a mess. But I think, I guess the, oh, you know what, I'll tell this story. It's embarrassing, but my freshman year of college, I hooked up with this guy and he said, let me play some music so that nobody can hear us. And the music he chose was Hank Williams Jr. And he said, I'll just play it really loud and nobody will know what's going on. I should add, this is a really small campus. Less than 300 students live on campus. Everybody knows everybody. And we all basically live in the same building. After we're done, I decide to go back to my room. And I walk out into the hallway and people are chuckling and I can't figure out what's going on. And then I realize that every dorm room door has a whiteboard on it. And every single one of the whiteboards said something like, Hank with an arrow down the hallway, or Hank this way, come this way to see the amazing Hank. And you follow them all the way down to the end of the hallway and then down the stairs, which there's more boards in the hallway and on the stairwell. And then you follow them all the way to my room where somebody has written, Hank lives here. So everybody heard. And everybody heard enough to orchestrate a building-wide chuckle at my sex life. So, and I'm not going to say that there's still people who call me Hank, but I'm not going to say there's not. So, three, where's somewhere you haven't had a sexual experience but would like to? I think I've discussed this before. Tend to get the urge in at shows. So venue, bathroom. Four, describe your ideal post-orgasmic food or drink. I am a French fry fan. But honestly, it really depends on my mood. But it's hard to go wrong with a good fry. Drink water. Gotta hydrate. And then, oh, bonus section, rated NC-17. Number one and only. Given your mode of masturbatory aid, your mind, audios, porn videos, etc., is there a go-to memory audio video that just drives you over the edge? What is it and why does it? Y'all really want me to come out my name? Oof, you just want me to tell them myself. That's embarrassing. I'm not going to do that. I've discussed before, I don't care for commercial porn at all. This is where I come to be titillated. I will say that an ex and I made a short video. We did some film production. And I can't, I haven't decided yet if it's creepy to still think about it or occasionally go back and view it, but there's a part in that one where he's between my legs and looks me in my eye, and it's very hot. There are bits from a bunch of different audios, and it is creepy that I could tell you certain sounds, breaths, and behaviors of a few different performers when they are finding their bliss, that I enjoy. But I'm not going to do that because that would definitely give some things away, and I don't need people to know who I've got the hots for. So, wow, okay. Apparently Norman really enjoys GWA as well because he probably was cleaning and now he's just on vacation. But that's it. This is an old questionnaire, but it looks like Endless Gin is still here, so I will tag them to say thank you for putting this together. And I'm not going to tag the person who asked me to answer this. Although now that I've read that last question... Anyway, but I will send it to them privately, or they'll probably just see it. But thanks for listening. See you guys later.